At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Final day of the Supreme Court for this year, so you knew a bevy of rulings were coming down the line. This man has joined us numerous times over the last few years. He's very good on the Supreme Court from Williams College. Justin Crowe is with us. Justin, like all of our guests today and all the guests on all the shows going forward, on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Justin, I want to get to specifics, but a lot of people like to make broad, generalized, and sometimes the generalizing conclusions are not accurate. But I've heard a lot of people talking about, well, this is a day about the Trump court. This is a day about, you know, the conservatives who are there. But then when you add the three justices on some of these key rulings, including on limiting lower federal courts in the matter related to birthright citizenship, this is exactly what people should have expected when Donald Trump added Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Coney Barrett. Do you agree with that broad assessment?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's a little tricky if we're thinking about the Trump court, because if we're thinking about those three justices in terms of Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, and Coney Barrett, they were only together, I think, on three of the five cases today, right? I mean, really what we saw today was we saw five cases decided by 6-3 opinions. In each of the five cases, Alito, Thomas, and Gorsuch voted together. In each of the five cases, Jackson, Sotomayor, and Kagan voted together. And in each of the five cases, Roberts, Kavanaugh, and Barrett voted together, I believe. So you had kind of three blocks of three today. And in three of the five cases that were decided today, the Roberts, Kavanaugh, Barrett trio sided with the super conservative wing of the court, and in two of them sided with the liberal wing of the court. So
okay.
I think it's a little tricky to talk about the Trump court specifically, because Gorsuch is kind of in one block on this court, and Barrett and Kavanaugh are in somewhat different one.
Okay, so let's talk about the ruling that was related to the first day when the president seemingly signed about 5,000 executive orders, including pursuing the end of birthright citizenship. And like a number of his rulings, executive orders, this was slowed by a federal judge. So this is limiting that. We have 1,000-plus federal judges, obviously lower than the Supreme Court. What does this mean going forward?
Okay, so the case today, which was on universal or sometimes called nationwide injunctions, which is the ability of a district court judge, anywhere in the country, it could be in Minnesota, it could be in Florida, it could be in New Hampshire, a district court judge to stop or place an injunction on the enforcement of federal law or, in this instance, an executive order. And so this case, which concerned the birthright citizenship executive order, wasn't really about birthright citizenship per se.
Yeah.
It was about the ability of federal court judges to issue these sorts of injunctions. And this has been going on a lot during the Trump administration, but it also went on during the Biden administration, and it also went on during the Obama administration. In those instances, it was Republican judges, for the most part, issuing nationwide injunctions against Democratic presidents. Here we've obviously got generally Democratic judges issuing an injunction against a Republican president. So what this means, what the court said today, basically, was that federal judges are not able to kind of place a broad injunction on the enforcement of either executive order or federal law across the land. What they can do is they can place an injunction on the enforcement of that related to the litigants that are before them, the litigants who are in their jurisdiction.
Okay.
So it's not as though a federal judge, in Minnesota, say, could not issue an injunction related to litigants in front of him or her in their courtroom. It's that that would not apply to litigants in other jurisdictions. And so what that does is that makes it a lot easier, critics of the ruling would say today, for the administration to engage in illegal or legally questionable action and not be able to be stopped, because it would, you would need someone in every federal district court across the nation to run to court and get an injunction.
Okay, so can I jump in on this and play
sure.
this out? Because I think this is enormous, and I know I'm not looking at my text right now, but I guarantee there are a lot of Trump and MAGA supporters saying, great day, great day. Guess what? If it's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's the next president, and she's offering up these type of rulings, they're not going to feel the same way. So next week, knowing Donald Trump like we all do, I'm assuming he's going to come up with another executive order that he's wanted. And as you said, a federal court in that jurisdiction can try to stop it. But how would that then move through the courts and eventually potentially get to the Supreme Court? I mean, it seems like it's a lot slower than just because of that, right?
100%. So two things. One, I think on your first point mentioning, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, this may well be a sort of ruling that Republicans will come to lament in when there is next a Democratic president,
yeah.
right? This is very much a where you stand depends upon where you sit.
Yes.
And Republican lawmakers really pioneered this or I should say exacerbated this during the Obama administration, whether it was DACA or other things, that Republican lawmakers and Republican litigants ran to conservative judges in places like North Texas and got nationwide injunctions. And that was the kind of like real uptick in that. And now it has continued during the Trump administration. So 100%, what's good for the goose is good for the gander there. And they may see that come back to bite them. Second, on kind of birthright citizenship specifically, so there are challenges already in the working their way through the court system on the existing birthright citizenship executive order. Those will undoubtedly, the administration, I should say, has already said that if it loses on those, it's going to appeal to the Supreme Court. So you're going to see birthright citizenship or the executive order eliminating birthright citizenship on the Supreme Court docket almost certainly in the fall. It hasn't happened yet because those cases haven't been scheduled for argument and decided by lower courts. But this will ultimately work its way up to the Supreme Court, and the court will have to make a decision on the merits, not just on the technicality of this injunction. In the meantime, as you suggested, yes, that is going to stopping those executive orders or stopping this executive order is going to take a lot more time now and a lot more effort. Now, the court did leave open some possibilities today. And one of them, which we've already seen some litigation organizations pursue this morning or this afternoon, is to try to have individual litigants certified as a class and basically have it be a class action.
Okay, yeah, sure.
So that would be one possibility that would kind of eliminate the need for there to be a lawyer in every federal district across the nation filing for an individual injunction. You're already seeing that they're going to try to do this via class action to stop it, if not nationwide, at least more broadly than individual.
So let me ask you, as someone who studies this, obviously Justice Sotomayor was incredibly outspoken. She called it a travesty to the rule of law. Where do you stand on this? Listen, we want to have our checks and balances. We need to have our checks and balances. As we both have said, you can't just be for checks and balances when it favors your side. Does Justin Crow, Supreme Court expert from Williams College, believe that one federal judge out of 1,000 should stop the process? Or do you think it should be, in this case, the way it was ruled today, in this one area, and then you maybe have the class action and wherever it might go, where is the kind of the yin and yang which we want? We want to have presidents with authority, but we want Congress, we want the courts to play that part so it doesn't turn into a authoritarianism.
Yeah, I mean, it's an excellent question, right? This is not anybody who comes out and says this is a really simple issue, I think, is not thinking through the nuance of what's going on here. On the one hand, you have a president who is elected by a majority of American citizens, both popular and the Electoral College, who is trying to act expeditiously to do something that he thinks is beneficial for the nation. I don't agree on the merits of the birthright citizenship thing, and I think that's I think that executive order is unconstitutional. But on the one hand, right, if we take back to a different era, there were things that Biden or Obama might have tried to do that people might have said, okay, these are legitimate or at least reasonable executive orders. We want, on the one hand, executive actors to have some degree of agency in pursuing federal law enforcement. On the other hand, we very much do not want a system in which political actors, specifically the executive branch, can run roughshod over the constitutional rights of millions of American citizens, especially here with an executive branch and with a presidency that has shown a willingness to play fast and loose with due process protections.
Yes.
And to flaunt judicial orders and to flirt with the idea of defying or obstructing federal judicial orders. So I think the balance that you have here is between, on the one hand, what we might think of as kind of democratic agency and energy, which the president is supposed to represent, small d democratic, that is, and on the other hand, a kind of rule of law, due process protection. I mean, I don't have any sympathy or any favor toward the president's position on birthright citizenship here. But I do think the growing use of nationwide injunctions of individual district court judges who are often selected, the lawsuits are often filed in very specific locales because the litigants are quite certain they're going to get the ruling that they want. This is known as forum shopping. I think that has become a kind of problem for the system. If we remember, right, one federal district court judge is only supposed to serve and only supposed to have jurisdiction over his or her district.
Yeah, exactly.
This is an unelected official. And for now to us give that person and to give 1,000 of them the opportunity to enjoin federal action of an elected national official whenever they see a constitutional violation, I think risks turning federal district judges into much more powerful kind of overseers of law than we should probably want them to be. That said, that's my core position. But that said, I mean, I think Sotomayor and Jackson's concerns here that in the meantime, individuals' constitutional rights are being trampled upon and that we cannot have a good faith assumption that the administration is going to care about those as opposed to shoot now and aim later, raises some real concerns about the way in which our kind of federal judicial process can work in an era where the executive is just passing executive orders left and right. And that has become a real problem. The executive can act so much quicker than courts can. And so the nationwide injunction has been the one way in which courts can slow down executive action and take a breath and try to make sure that people's rights are not being violated.
Thank you, Justin. Very good information. Enjoy the day, and we'll reach out again.
All right. Take care, Chad.
Justin Crowe, Williams College on the Supreme Court. You want to react? You can. 651-461-9226.